KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, have you heard about this yet? Freedom 250, a national nonpartisan organization leading the celebration of our nation's 250th birthday, working together with the White House Task Force 250, federal agencies, and the Commission. Federal 250 serves as the official public and private partnership that connects, aligns, and amplifies national and local efforts to deliver to the defining presidential moments of this anniversary year, our semi-quincentennial, 250 years. Now, Freedom 250, and you can go to freedom250.org, they're partnering with Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey, more specifically, as America celebrates this milestone year. And our first guest today is Bob DeMoss. He's Focus on the Family corporate storyteller, Dove Award winner, five-time New York Times best-selling author, written over 60 books with some of the country's leading voices. Some I'm sure you've heard of, Jim Daly from Focus on the Family, and of course, Duck Commander Phil Robertson. Previously, Bill served as the vice president of content at Focus on the Family, where he founded PluggedIn.com. Of course, you hear from them every Friday here on KLYT. And then working with the White House Freedom 250 initiative, Bob is doing that as well, and leading the team to launch family250.com. And lots of websites today. You know, when you're done listening to this couple of segments, I really want you to take away with you family250.com. It'll have a playlist of 16 Adventures in Odyssey episodes highlighting the roots of America's faith, family, and freedom. And then in addition to that, the Focus on the Family radio drama from Radio Theater, The Legend of Squanto, a classic. Bob DeMoss, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Oh, Steve, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, we are we're privileged to have you. I'm really looking forward to walking through this. Some great resources available to families, which, by the way, not posted maybe yet, but we do want our throughout the year be looking in our action center at klyt.fm to connect you with that family250.com, where you'll find those episodes of Adventures in Odyssey. And Bob, you know, let's not assume, although for the most part we probably can with our listening audience, that they're familiar with Adventures in Odyssey. For those maybe not familiar, can you give us a little background, some context there?
Oh, absolutely. So going back 39 years, Dr. Dobson had a vision at Focus on the Family for doing something within the genre of storytelling. He's such a great storyteller himself. And we aired some initial testing for what became Adventures in Odyssey, that has now gone almost four full decades and 1,000 episodes. These are, you know, it's an audio drama produced for listeners, say 8 to 12-ish, but the whole family loves it. It's captivating because every episode's fully produced. You've got the lovable Wit and Eugene and Connie and Wooten, who's my favorite. You know, and you've got these dynamic professional voice actors who are bringing these stories and these inspiring, basically, storytelling episodes to life that really reinforce the values that we as parents want our kids to have. And that little idea has now grown into, there's like 170 countries around the world that are plugged into Adventures in Odyssey. And every week there's more than 1 million weekly listeners tuned in. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to give this away yet for those who haven't heard it. I want people to stay tuned to hear it. When you and I get to the end of what we're talking about today, Focus on the Family's Adventures in Odyssey has a huge project that they're working on right now. let's just tease that, and we'll provide the information at the end of our conversation. But yeah, Adventures. I mean, I know my family, I have six grown children and several grandchildren. And I know in our family vacations, now it was cassettes back in the day,
but we were
set to travel, and boy, did that, it helped pass time. But all the things that you mentioned as far as values and faith, So important, and what a great way for the family to spend time together on Adventures in Odyssey. Now, I know that you've been quoted saying that America faces, when it comes to content like this, faces a quiet crisis around stories targeting children.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
So, Steve, here's the thing. We know how powerful stories are. Like, you know, bedtime, you had six kids, you know, we had four, you know, imaginations, right? You're going to bed, tell me a story, read me a book, those kinds of things. These days, few stories seem to be emphasizing courage, sacrifice, faith, virtue, moral conviction, you know, things that align with our Judeo-Christian heritage. And so often, far too often, the stories our children hear have an agenda that's diametrically opposed to the moral center of the faith that we want our want to instill in our children. Let me just give you a couple of quick ones. I'm pretty sure virtually all of your listeners they've heard of Peppa Pig, Sesame Street, Coco Melon, Bluey, even Clifford the Big Red Dog. All of these multi-billion dollar franchises are now normalizing things like gender fluidity, same-sex marriage, these other kinds of things that are just in complete conflict with the Judeo-Christian biblical teaching, especially something as basic as defining marriage between one man and one woman. And you'll get a kick out of this, Steve. So gangster rapper, no moral saint here, Snoop Doggy Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg is now a grandfather of seven. And not long ago, a couple of weeks ago or months ago, he publicly shared his discomfort when he went to see the movie Lightyear, right? Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. His grandson is asking him, he says, "Papa Snoop, how can two women have a baby together?" And as Snoop says, he's like totally indignant, and he uses some language which we can't use. But he said, it threw me for a loop. They're going to ask questions I don't have the answer to, you know, to.
Yeah.
And he felt really being uneasy to be in the middle of that. Well, here's a guy who's made us answer a lot of questions about stuff, and the music that he's saying is now uncomfortable as a grandfather. And that's what I'm saying. It's not just believers who are saying stuff's out of control. You even have people that are, you know, quite liberal saying it's gone too far.
Yeah. And actually, for our regular listeners, I believe it was Emily Washburn, could be wrong, but the Daily Citizen, .org, we covered a story that mentioned, you know, all of the things that are being promoted by providers like, you know, Netflix and other. And actually, yeah, I found it here now. Emily Washburn, the headline is Feds Ask Parents, Did You Know Gender Ideology Can Be Promoted in Kids' TV Shows? It is rampant. I want to thank Emily for that content that we could share with you again here. But so let's get back to storytelling, though, Bob.
Yeah.
Why is storytelling so important to this next generation?
You know, I can remember when my dad introduced me to Plato in the Republic. My dad was a real thinker. He was always concerned about discernment. And he read me this line, and I've carried it with me my whole life. Plato asks, he says, "Shall we just carelessly allow children to hear any casual tales which may be devised by casual persons and to receive into their mind ideas, for the most part, the very opposite of which we should wish them to have when they are grown up?" And then in no uncertain terms, Plato says, "We cannot. Anything received into the mind at that age is likely to become indelible and unalterable, and therefore it is most important that the tales which the young first hear should be models of virtuous thought." So the whole idea is, you know, storytelling, and Jesus taught with parables and stories, right? Storytelling can shape our identity, our values, our imagination, and young people today, listening to these casual persons, if you will, Some would call them in the woke space. Some people are just say, you know, they're just, they've lost their minds, whatever. But they're doing this social experiment, and kids will consume that. And so the question is, which stories will shape them? You know, and that's where Adventures in Odyssey comes along and says, okay, we want to not just be entertaining from, you know, just like, oh, that was great to listen to, but that it's nurturing, that it's biblically centered, that it's trustworthy. So it's not like lunge media. I'm sure you know what that means, Steve, right? So the TV's on and you're in the other room, and then you hear something, yeah, on, wow, you lunge for the leap across the sofa to go get the remote control. And, you know, you don't have to do that with Adventures in Odyssey.
No, you certainly don't. Hey, listen, Bob, I want to talk more about Adventures in Odyssey and what the plan is with Freedom 250 as we move through the year. We're up against a break. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Bob DeMoss right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, we are in the midst of a great conversation with Bob DeMoss. He's a Focused on the Family corporate storyteller, which, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, I went to your website, bobdemoss.com. Our listeners need to spend a little bit of time there. You know, we mentioned the 60 books that you've written, including spending some time with Jim Daly and Phil Robertson of Duck Commander. Of course, Jim Daly, we hear daily at 7 a.m. and noon on Focus on the Family. But Bob, we're in the midst of this conversation about Adventures in Odyssey, working together with Freedom 250. Freedom250.org is the website. You should really spend a little bit of time there as well. But want to pull everyone back to family250.com and this Adventures in Odyssey teaming up with the Freedom 250. Bob, why partner with the White House's initiative in this through Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, you know, Steve, a couple of things come to mind. Regardless of your political affiliation, our current president has taken the lead, right, on elevating the faith upon which our country was founded. He's invited faith-based organizations like Focus on the Family to the table to share our powerful storytelling brand, Adventures in Odyssey, with the public. That's never happened before in 40 years. So we're going to gratefully embrace the opportunity. And we're also partnering with Freedom 250 because Odyssey uniquely creates shared family experiences. So picture this Sunday is the big event that's happening on the National Mall where the president has invited, and they're expecting a million people to come and spend the day praying for revival, regeneration for our nation. Again, don't know the last time a president did that. So all those families are going to load up the Suburban or the minivan, whatever. They're going to make their drive. You know, are we there yet? I need to use the potty. You know, just all those dramas that are within a car. And a lot of times parents who are a little tired will hand the kid a device to just be distracted. And so we're like, well, why not, if you're going to or coming from the event, go to the family250.com and 16 Adventures in Odyssey episodes that really go into kind of a collection of the early days of the American Revolution. We've curated this playlist, a little soundtrack for the car that will help families engage around the stories that are rooted in faith, and there's no screens involved, and it creates an opportunity for a conversation between, you know, the members of the family. It's just a really neat time. So that's why we're doing it.
Well, listen, I'm going to age myself again a little bit here, Bob. You know, when we traveled as kids in, you know, 60s, 70s, I know that, you know, those stops you mentioned, the potty breaks, often happen like at a Stuckey's, and, you know, mom and dad would give us a quarter to go in and, you know, find something. And here's something, maybe as parents plan to listen to Adventures in Odyssey's product that's going to be available through Freedom, or excuse me, through Family 250. abq.com. Encourage the kids to listen closely. You'll quiz them after each episode, and if they can answer questions, maybe they get an extra buck when they go into, not Stuckey's, so maybe it's Bucky's or something else now. But, you know, we think about all these stories. I mean, I still, you know, love to go back and look at period pieces that are done well. I was privileged to be able to go and see a screening of Young Washington. I watched HBO's John Adams. You know, there's these early leaders like George Washington, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln. Why is it important to discuss the faith of these men?
Well, you know, when you look at some of the textbooks today or the ways in which the news media talks about the roots of our country as we come up on our 250th anniversary, they ignore the faith and the prayers that were that played meaningful roles in the lives of people like, you know, Washington and Adams and Lincoln and others. And so by ignoring that, it kind of removes an important context for understanding how they viewed who authored, you know, who is the author of our liberty, who gives us virtue, who makes life worth sacrificing for others and living responsibility and responsibly in community. So that's why it's really important, and that's what these Adventures in Odyssey episodes do. But to your point, Steve, there are also episode 4 that's up on the website there. Witt talks about a story that the difference of a single vote can make. And I didn't know this. It's historically accurate. Of course, you'd expect that from Focus on the Family. But there's, I don't have the thing memorized, but basically there were two back-to-back votes that were won by one vote that ultimately led to Texas being admitted into the Union as a state. And, you know, you can go back and see if one of those votes didn't happen, they might not have been part of our 50 states right now. So little things like that, or even the Midnight Ride with Paul Revere. You know, Longfellow, I guess, wrote the poem that everybody quotes, but he actually got some of the details wrong in the poem. And so what you'll hear in that episode is a more accurate telling.
Yeah, maybe, there's always artistic license, but maybe a little less artistic license and a little more truth as you walk through this. You know, these audio dramas, I mean, audio dramas, Bob, it's nothing new. I mean, you know, before our time, only The Shadow Knows and The Lone
the
Ranger.
Green Hornet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what makes audio drama especially effective for families today?
Well, I would say that, you know, we touched on it a little bit before, but audio invites imagination and it welcomes conversation. When you're stuck in the land of video or screens or doom scrolling through whatever, you're shut down. Everybody's in their own private world. But now families can listen together in a car or at home and then talk about things later. And the theater of the mind gets engaged when it comes to audio drama. And everybody has their own set of pictures in their mind. Like we watch a movie together or a TV show together. You know, we're all the same images are all coming into our minds. But when you listen and a description comes, we're all imagining it slightly different, which is kind of a cool way to invite the creativity that each one of us has to say, well, I think I saw it this way or I saw it that way. And the conversation comes out of that.
Yeah. You know, I have mad respect, Bob, for the Foley experts, those guys that bring us into the theater of the mind with the sound effects that they create. Now, as we go through these and, you know, we're looking back at our nation's history, you say this initiative really isn't about nostalgia so much. You've kind of touched on it already, but, you know, just to make it clear, what is the initiative about?
Well, I would say it's about preparing and forming the next generation. So if our children going to one day value freedom and the faith and the importance of faith and the free expression thereof, and their civic responsibility. They need intentional exposure to stories and sacrifice that those who came before them built. And I believe these stories can help connect the past courage to the present responsibility and opportunity to be engaged, you know, in our communities in a way that we might just go, ah, ho-hum, whatever, it's no big deal. No, there's a lot of rich history here that the next generation needs to really embrace. And then they realize how precious and how sacred the freedoms we have are.
Now, as I already mentioned, our listeners can be looking in the Action Center at klyt.fm to find, you know, the banner to just click to go right to family250.com, where you can enjoy these 16 episodes of Adventures in Odyssey, highlighting the roots of America's faith, family, and freedom. And also, as I also already mentioned, the Focus on the Family Radio Theater's production of The Legend of Squanto. And for those who haven't digested this content before, the quality of it, you know, I think of the Bonhoeffer Radio Theater that was provided. I mean, this was a Peabody Award-winning production. This is the top. They set the standard. So I encourage parents, if you haven't yet, you need to go to that link. Just go directly to it at family250.com or go to klyt.fm in the Action Center. You'll find it. You'll find it there as well. Bob, what do you hope families ultimately take away from these stories?
Well, certainly a deeper appreciation for the cost of our freedom and the sustaining power of faith during hardship and the need for moral courage, so on and so forth. But I also hope that there will be people listening who will become culture shapers, culture changers down the road. Let me give you one, it's not so small example. So you've probably heard of The Chosen. And Dallas Jenkins, the creator of that, I had a conversation with Dallas down in Midlothian, Texas. I was on the set with him to ask him some questions about, you know, The Chosen and so forth. And on camera, he said that he grew up listening to Adventures in Odyssey. And as a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, the impact on it, he says, boy, this gave me permission to know that Christians can do art that's funny, that tells a good story, that's compelling enough to keep me listening. And he says that that background allowed him the freedom to take chances with a show like The Chosen. And he says that in many ways, it prepared him to deliver the story of Jesus to the world in a fresh way. So, wow, maybe there'll be a listener out there today who is like Dallas was when he was younger, who gets that kind of inspiration and wants to be expressing things creatively that advance the kingdom of the Lord, right? Because their imaginations were sharpened, not dulled by the entertainment they consumed.
Yeah, well, a reminder that families will find that content at no cost. You can just click on or go to family250.com. Of course, we'll have it in our Action Center on our website. And as far as Adventures in Odyssey goes, you can tune in every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock and hear it then, followed by Focus on the Family's Radio Theater Saturday mornings, at 8:30. Now with that, Bob, put a bow on our conversation about, family250.com. But, as I did tease in our first segment, I really want to make sure our audience is aware of what, Focus on the Family is doing in way of an origin story and a feature film, coming soon. Now I have the details. Let me give them real quick, and then I'll let you add to whatever you like. The film is going to be called Journey into the Impossible. We're going to be looking for it in theaters real soon. And if you want to find out more about it, watch the trailer and find a way that you can come alongside Focus and support this effort in our theaters around the country. It's at focusonthefamily.com/impossible2026. Any more on that, Bob?
Well, just that, you know, I would invite listeners to be praying about that, because that is a fantastic opportunity for families who are struggling through the inability to find good, compelling storytelling for their kids to be introduced. We're, Lord willing, going to release on 1,000 theaters. So this is really a big release. And I've already seen, I've seen the original. So, you know, I can tell you it's going to be good. It's really well done. We have John Pomeroy, who did American Tail, a number of other very big movies. He's our lead animator. And so, you know, it's going to be good.
Well, so much appreciate, Bob, your time and open invite, brother. Anytime you want to come back, I'll talk all things Adventures and Odyssey and Stuckey's with you.
Well, thank you, Steve. I really appreciate you having us on. And thanks for all your support for Focus on the Family, too.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.